direct from spring training in Florida. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 33. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, and I'm recording from a place that I've always wanted to, and that is at a baseball game. And here I am, spring training. It is Monday when I'm recording this, so you're going to get this a few hours later up to date. I'm here in Bradenton, Florida, and taking in a game with my son and a couple of our grandchildren. It's the Pirates hosting the New York Yankees. So we've been hearing it. So I took a timeout. It's about the fourth inning right now, so I'm going to sneak out back behind the grandstands and do this report. So I was over near the bullpen, but a little bit too loud there. So maybe it's too loud here. Anyway, I thought, let's do it. Let's do this Athletic Scholarship Podcast. So if your son or daughter is looking for a baseball scholarship, then hey, maybe this is the one for them. Get the baseball fever, spring fever here during spring training. Anyway, I do have some content for you. So we're not just gonna talk here senselessly and give you a play-by-play. I won't do that. But the Pirates are leading the Yankees right now, 3-1 here in the, taking a look at the scoreboard from here. Yeah, it's 4-1 now. 4-1 now in the third or fourth inning, can't quite tell. Anyway, gonna go through five things here. Five questions you need to answer for any coach. Five questions you need to answer for any college coach. So this will help your parents, athletes, as you prepare to meet with college coaches. Or whether you talk to them on the phone or whether they email you, you have to be prepared to answer these five questions. I want to go through these, prepare for this. Now, this came out of an athlete asking me about recruiting and what he needs to do to be recruited. And the thing that really stuck in my mind, by the way, he was asking the question, is five questions you need to answer. I've done questions you need to ask coaches, but here's five questions you need to be prepared to answer because coaches are expecting this. First of all, they're going to ask you this. What benefits will you bring to my program? What benefits will you bring to my program? So as a player, as an athlete, as a competitor, what are those things? And that may be different depending on the program that you're looking at, depending on the coach you're talking to. But in general, you're going to have to explain what benefits you'll bring to the program, okay? That's key. You need to sit down, list three or four things. What makes you unique as an athlete? And how is this going to benefit the programs that you're seeking to get scholarships from, all right? And as I mentioned, it could be a program where you are specifically speaking to that program. They may have specific needs, positions, if you're a position player, position sport, that you're going to fill. So what are those benefits that you'll bring to the program? Think about that, athletically especially, and maybe things that you bring that are not athletically, but maybe your spirit, your attitude, your leadership skills, things like that. Be thinking that through. Now, parents, as you talk with your son or daughter, you'll see some things that they don't see in benefits that they'll bring to a program. Your son or daughter may underrate themselves. So you can go to them and say, you know, here are some things that you don't see that you'll bring benefits to a program. So that's the first question you're going to have to answer. The second question a coach is going to ask you and you're going to have to answer is, what are your academic goals? And a subset of that is, and tell me about your grades. Because they're going to be able to see what your grades are, your grade point and your transcript and everything. But they want to hear you talk about your academic goals. What are you hoping to achieve in college? Because 5%, maybe 9% of the time, your athletic career will end at the end of your college career. It's just plain and simple as that. So you need to have academic goals that will send you into the future for your future life. So explain to the coaches what your academic goals are. They're going to want to know. You may think that this program and this school are a good fit for you. However, they may not be because they don't have the academic majors that you're looking for. They're not strong in what you're looking for. You got to be thinking through that. And coaches, more and more these days, are in tune with academics, not just athletics, and they want to have a good fit. They don't want you leaving after 1 or 2 years if you're finding out that, well, I'm not going to go anywhere academically. I've got these academic desires, these academic goals, and they aren't being met. So make sure that you have your academic goals in mind. Write them down. You have the answer for those coaches. So those are the first two things. First two questions. What benefits will you bring to my program, and what are your academic goals? I want to stop for a minute here and just let you know before we go on to the next three that if you have not yet downloaded the free report that I have for you, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship, please do it on my homepage at recruitme.com. Recruit-me.com. I'll have a link in the show notes. Grab that, and when you get that, you'll also receive further instructions in a set of emails that'll come to you in your 7-day recruiting jumpstart. The download I have for you, the report, is short. That'll get you started. But if you really want to get a recruiting jumpstart, I'll do that for you in 7 days. And you'll get that in consecutive emails. I just want you charging out of the gate. So make sure you go to my website, download it, recruitme.com, recruit-me.com, or click the link in the show notes of this episode. Also, another link I want to give to you is Athletic Scholarship University. Excited to be able to help so many athletes and families step by step through good, deep instruction in how to get an athletic scholarship, saving you time and money in the process. Make sure you check that out, athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. Love to see you as my next student family. So number three, the third question you'll need to answer for any coach is, why are you interested in our program and school? Coaches want to recruit athletes that are genuinely interested in their program, genuinely interested in the school. Unless you are a top, top, top tier athlete, coaches are not going to come running after you if you're not interested in their program. You need to have a genuine interest in their program. They understand that you're not going to have a 10 on a 10 scale for every program that you're seeking a scholarship from, and I hope you're seeking several programs. You're not narrowing it down too far. But they want to know that you are indeed interested, and why. So as you consider this, as you contact coaches and schools, or they contact you, you got to make sure that there is a sincere interest. As I said, it doesn't need to be a 10 on a 10 scale. Maybe it's a 5, but there has to be some interest there. Maybe if it's even just a 2, your interest level of a 2 may become a 7 or 8 or a 10 the more you find out about the program and the school, but there has to be some interest there. When they ask you why, you better give them a good answer. Question number 4, what's important to you in a program and in a team? They want to get to your heart. They want to find out what are priorities for you as you compete on a team. You say, well, I want a winning team. Well, everybody wants a winning team. I want good coaching. I want a quality program with history. Whatever that is, be thinking that through. Sorry about the PA system in the background. If you, this is home of the Pirates in Bradenton, Florida, where I'm recording this podcast direct to you from a nice, warm and sunny day in Bradenton, Florida. So as you think this through, and maybe make a list of 5 or 6 bullet points, work together as parent and athlete to come up with these things that are important to you in a program. They need to be personal. They need to be true. They need to be sincere. And you know, this will help you to really think through this whole recruiting process. You're not just doing the shotgun approach, but you're really targeting the kinds of schools and programs that are important, with items that are important to you, factors that are important to you. I would urge you to be thinking this through. As you can see, going through this whole process, just these first 4 questions, it makes you do more than just go after this blindly. But it makes you purposeful, makes you prioritize some things, it makes you see clearly why some programs are good for you and some may not be. So here's the 5th question. In fact, there's 2 parts to this question. And coaches they're going to ask this to you, and you need to be able to answer these questions. So 5A is this. What are your strengths? Think about that. Don't be bashful. You gotta, I mean, if you got some great strengths, man, be proud of that. Be truthful, but be proud and really nail those down. So as the coaches ask you this, you can communicate those strengths, even if they don't ask you. Maybe you're going back up to the other question, what benefits will you bring to the program? Well, that ties into your strengths. Make sure you go into interviews with coaches, conversations, email, dialogues, with that in mind. What are the strengths that you bring to the program? I think you know what they are, and parents, you know what they are for your son or daughter. If you're not absolutely sure, ask your high school coach, your club coach, and they'll tell you. And then the other half to that question is, what are you working on to improve? In other words, what are your weaknesses? You know, how are you trying to get better? What are you working on, and how are you working on it to improve? So it really is more than just what are your weaknesses, but it's how are you attacking those weaknesses, dealing with those weaknesses in order to improve? So what are your strengths, and what are you working on to improve? These are five questions you will need to answer for any coach. Have these in your arsenal. Have these ready. If you haven't thought about this, if you haven't specifically answered these questions, take out a piece of paper or get on your computer, whatever you want to do on your device, and start writing down the answers and know them. Know them by heart. Know them so when a coach asks you, you can answer right away. If you have the answers to these questions when they ask you and you have confidence as you answer these, man, you are going to stand out, and that's what you want to do. Because you know what? Most high school athletes aren't going to be thinking about this. Maybe thinking about one or two of these questions, but not all five. What benefits do you bring to my program? What are your academic goals? Why are you interested in our program and school? What's important to you in a program, in a team? What are your strengths? And what are you working on to improve? Five plus questions that you need to answer for any coach. I hope that helps. If you have any questions for me about this, please feel free to email me at john@recruitme.com. john@recruitme.com. That's J-O-N at recruit-me.com. I also have a link in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Would you do that? Please do that. Subscribe to the podcast. You'll get notified when it comes out every Tuesday, and you'll be able to take these and other tips and apply them to your recruiting and scholarship situation. So I've done it. This is my dream. You got a scholarship dream? Well, here I am standing at Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, home of spring training for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, I've got a really good seat, too, so I don't want to waste any more time. I want to go back in there and watch the end of the Pirates-Yankees game. The scoreboard tells me it's still 4-1, and I think we're in the top of the fourth. So God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you next Tuesday from somewhere.